I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Well, if you're battling cabin fever, get yourself into the woods with that shotgun or rifle. Plenty of late-season hunting opportunities await you out there. We'll highlight a few of them right after this. Across West Virginia, the weather has been a series of extremes in recent days, and it's been enough to give everybody a case of cabin fever. But District Game Biologist Todd Dowdy in Beckley tells us there's still plenty of hunting out there to do.
There's plenty of opportunities left out there, primarily small game. We've got rough grouse. We've got a squirrel season still going on, trapping season, rabbit hunting, and also predator hunting.
Squirrels, yeah, they're still moving even when it's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, they'll be out. On these extremely cold days, I'm sure activity will be reduced. But these warmer days, which are more attractive to hunters anyway to get out and about, they should see squirrels still moving around.
And rabbits, yeah, you're going to have to look for them, and you're going to be competing with a lot of predators for them, but they are there too.
Rabbit hunters definitely got to do a lot of scouting. Rabbits are in pockets where the habitat exists. And you know, they can be found, of course, this time of the year. Their numbers are, of course, are at their lowest this time of year, until they start reproducing here in the spring. But where there's habitat, you'll find the rabbit.
And a lot of sportsmen in recent years have really jumped into predator hunting.
Predator hunting has grown over the years, especially with the use of electronic calls. I encourage hunters to realize that, you know, we're in the mountain state, and, you know, you're not going to see the numbers like you see on the TV shows out west, but it's still popular. I've talked to a lot of hunters that have success doing it. It is challenging, especially in the state, you know, where the wind swirls. I mean, most hunters realize that, you know, a coyote uses its nose. So, you know, predator hunting is tough in this state because the wind is not consistent. So those animals will wind you, and makes it difficult, very difficult to do, but it is fun.
And trapping is enjoying newfound popularity, but it's not recommended to just go out and start doing that unless you have some direction and education.
Trapping is, it's a tough sport to just jump into. It's nice to have a mentor to show you how to do it. There's a lot of tricks to the trade, a lot of equipment that's required, and it's very, very rewarding, very enjoyable, but, yeah, like you said, it's a little tough to just jump into without doing a little research.
Get off the couch and get out into the woods, a wild, wonderful West Virginia, while the hunting season's still open. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.